It's a pleasure to have Grace with us today. First of all, Grace, what challenges do toddlers who are blind or have low vision face with regards to mobility?
I think the biggest challenge are the expectations that there should be no challenges, that they could be expected by adults to walk unaided and freely and confidently. There hasn't been an instinct to find a tool that would allow them to walk behind it for protection until the belt came. So I really think that's been the biggest limitation. Once you provide them a tool, there are very few challenges that present themselves.
Grace, let's talk about your wonderful product now. What is a pediatric belt cane?
Yes, the pediatric belt cane is a lightweight white cane that children can wear. It consists of two pieces. One is the structured belt. It has magnet ports on either side of it that the graphite frame clicks into. The tips include Omni wheels on either side so that they roll along, and that's the main contact with the floor. So it forms somewhat of a rectangle when it is connected to the child's waist.
How can a toddler learn how to use a pediatric belt cane?
It's almost an innate outcome that when you put the belt cane on a blind child or child with a mobility visual impairment, that touch sensation starts to be transmitted to them. And it's very simple information. Either it's saying it's a flat surface and it's clear ahead, or it could tell them it's blocked or there's a drop off. Simply through the touch of these two Omni wheels to the floor, two steps ahead. So it's very basic touch feedback. I like to say touch is filling in the gaps caused by the visual impairment.
What might the pediatric belt cane feature to help toddlers keep the cane in front?
The main feature is the belt, that you can wear the cane frame and it doesn't fall down if the child lets go. And so by having that constant access to the two steps of touch warning, children are really capable of deciphering what they can do with that information.
How helpful is the molded grip handle?
It's incredibly helpful. The little hands can grasp it easily. They like to sort of run their fingers along the various indents that it's made. And it's just really, it can transition to just holding the frame and not wearing it as a way of moving towards the more traditional methods of using a mobility tool.
Why is there reflective coating on the belt cane?
That's a classic white cane feature. And we buy our graphite rods from the company Ambutech in Canada, the largest distributor of white canes in the world. So that's just a feature of the graphite technology that is included.
And how easily maneuverable is the belt cane with its lightweight frame and Omni wheels?
It's incredibly functional. And the term easy is a great one to describe it because it floats along in front of the child, up and down the stairs, and in every environment. And the other thing is that whatever it's telling the child is the truth. The touch feedback is a very honest sense. So if there is something in your way that's solid and you can't get through it, that touch feedback will tell you, and you have to make a new plan. So they love it.
What are the size options and what are the measurements that you all would need to know to send out a properly fitted pediatric belt cane?
In general, we do offer some standard size options that help parents and professionals navigate sending in the child sizes. But this is a customizable medical device, educational device. So the three measurements that we do need are the waist circumference in inches, then the hip width in inches, and then the height to the shoulder in inches. And those can be found, examples of how to get them and how they go together can be found on our website.
Grace, how does the belt cane help toddlers with their cognition?
It's interesting. Walking is the most amazing milestone that once a child at 18 months is walking, it is a gateway to language, concept development, social skills. It's how you learn the rule of when you have to hold your mom's hand. So, what we say about development and walking is it's not necessarily that because you walk, you speak, obviously, but it is that you need to have that confidence in your own independence that then facilitates your willingness and eagerness and then your encounters with the world. So by wearing the bell cane most of the day during daily hours of activity, the child gains an access to movement that currently kids who are blind restrict themselves from doing, which limits their encounters, which then limits their concept development and what they can learn through that exchange. Sitting down is really the biggest thing that this device eliminates. It allows children to stand up and get moving.
Grace, our listeners would like to know what assembly may be required with the pediatric belt cane.
The only thing you have to do is put the belt on and make sure you pinch the fastener tight closed, and then you attach the magnets on the frame to the magnet ports on the belt, and that's it.
And what are the specific steps involved in acquiring a pediatric belt cane?
The major step is to reach out to us through our website, safetoddles.org. You can contact us. You can complete the form. We do have a device that, because it's medically and educationally necessary, there are two ways to get third-party funding. So it's covered by most insurance. That's something we can help facilitate. And also, it could be put on a child's individualized education plan or individualized family service plan and have the IDEA funds for assistive technology devices used towards its purchase. So we can facilitate that. There's also information on our website about how to take those steps. But essentially, it's pretty straightforward. We need those three measurements.
Can you tell us a few things about Safe Toddles?
Safe Toddles was founded by me and my co-founder, Professor Marome Bixon, who is a medical device engineer. The idea of a wearable cane came to me after extensive reading and research in the area of blindness and visual impairment. So, Safe Toddles and our device, everything we do is rooted in research, in listening to these children. For example, the original device had metal ball bearings on the bottom. And through the videos that our users supplied in exchange for getting a free device, it was very evident that some of those children, the metal ball bearings, way too much information coming through, and they would pick it up off the ground. So then we listened to these children. Couldn't use words, but they, through their behaviors, showed us they'd like us to find some options. So that Omni wheel has come in, and the kids are keeping it on the ground. So Safe Toddles is a nonprofit that is really interested in not making the same mistakes of the past. We're really trying to listen, observe, and learn and provide devices that are meaningful to our users.
And finally, Grace, I know that you did mention the website earlier, but could you mention any other ways, including the website, that our listeners can get more information about the pediatric belt cane or Safe Toddles?
You can give us a call, 845-244-6600, or email us at info@safetoddles.org. We're always listening and we're really eager to answer every question you have. Safetoddles.org is our website, safetoddles.org.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Grace Ambrose Zocchin. One spells that last name, AMBROSE hyphen ZAKEN. She's president and CEO at Safe Toddles in Fishkill, New York. This is Eye on Vision.